ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరందస్య జ్ఞానజ్ఞానశలాకయ చక్షూరుమిళితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. గురవే గౌరచంద్రాయ రాధికాయ తదాలయ కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణభక్తాయ తన్వక్తాయ నమో నమః. వంచకల్పతృభ్యష్టాకృపాసింధుభ్యవచ పతితానం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసరి గౌర్భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ మై సస్తంగనం వర్పణం తాంతం దాని లోర శ్రీ పరమ రాజతం గురుపాద పద్మం విష్ణుపాద స్తోత్ర శిష్యమన్ భక్తి వేదాంత నారాయణ సాయి మహారాజుల గురుదేవ్. సెకండ్ లైఫ్ ఎఫ్ఎంఐ సస్తంగనం వర్పణం తాంత లోటస్ సీట్ ఆఫ్ మై శ్రీ రూపానుగ గౌరీ గురువర్గ. ఎఫ్ఎంఐ సస్తంగనం వర్పణం ఆల్ ద సింబుల్ వైష్ణవ వైష్ణవీజ్. టుడే వీఆర్ సెలబ్రేటింగ్ విజయ దశమి అండ్ టుడే ఇస్ ద అపీరెన్స్ డే ఆఫ్ శ్రీ మధ్వాచార్య. హీఈస్ ద సంప్రదాయాచార్య దిస్ బ్రహ్మ సంప్రదాయ. So, regarding this Ramachandra Vijaya Utsav, common people, they have a misconception. They think that on this day, Ram killed Ravan or conquered Lanka, like this. But we know that this is not true, because if we read Ramayam, Valmiki Ramayam, Ramachandra, he stayed for whole Chaturmasi where in Kishkinda. When Sita had been was stolen away by Ravan, that time Ram and Lakshman, they were moving here and there in the forest, and they were searching, where can we find Sita? They came to the ashram of Shabari, and she guided them further to go. Moving, they came to where present day Karnataka. There is Kishkinda. We had the good fortune to go with the Vaishnavas there. Very special place. So that Kishkinda forest is the place where all the vanars, all the monkeys, they were all staying there, like especially Hanuman and Sugriv, they were staying there. Bali's kingdom was there also. And that time Ramachandra, he made friends with Hanuman and this Sugriv, everyone, and then he helped Sugriv attain his kingdom back. And ultimately Ram shot Bali in the back. He killed him. So, because Bali, he could not be killed by anyone. He was so powerful that even it's described that when one time Bali was doing tarpa, he was so powerful that he would go to all the seven oceans and do achmam. One time Ravan came and challenged Bali. Then what did Bali do? He picked Ravan up, put him in his armpit, and he started jumping around and continuing with his achmam. And Ravan couldn't do anything. Then finally Bali left him out. And then Ravan realized, this monkey is so powerful, then he made friends with him. And he left, he made a truce. So Bali, by hook and crook, he, whole story, but he took the kingdom of Sugriv, his brother, away. He punished him. Actually, he was the king, but he punished him, locked him in a cave. And finally, what happened was that, anyhow, Bali, there was a demon that was challenging the kingdom. And then Bali went into a mountain cave to fight that. Then Sugriv saw so much blood flying out of the cave's mouth. Then Sugriv thought, oh, my brother has died. And he put a rock in front of the cave mouth so that he thought the demon would not come out. But actually Bali was stuck in there. And then when Bali came out, he thought, oh, my brother has locked me inside here. So then he came and he banished Sugriv from the kingdom and stole his wife. So when Ramachandra came there, then Sugriv and made friends with Ram, and Sugriv promised, I'll help you find your Sita. Then Ram said, no, but first I want to help you retain your kingdom back. So then, ultimately then, Sugriv and Bali were fighting, and then Ram, he shot Bali in the back. And Bali challenged Ravan, Ram, what have I done to you? Why are you shooting me in the back? And he said, no, I'm a Kshatriya, how can you do such a coward thing? And Ram said that, you don't deserve to die like a Kshatriya. You deserve to die like a coward, because you are such a sinful person. You have stolen another man's wife, you have done so many atrocities, you deserve to be executed. This is good for you. And this way, then Bali repented, and then ultimately he gave his son Angad in the service of Ram. And then finally then Ram, Sugriv, Ram told Sugriva, now is Chaturmasya, rainy season. So now it will be very difficult to find Sita. We'll wait. Once the rainy season finishes, then we'll find your Sita. So he was staying at Rishimukh Parvat. Ramachandra was, because he's in Vanavas, he's not allowed to stay in any kingdom anywhere. So he was staying in that mountain patiently for 3-4 months. And finally, near the end of this Chaturmasya was coming to an end, like this time. Then Rami became very restless. Oh, Sukriv said he promised to help me. The rainy season is finished. And still he is not, no sign from him. He has not even come to see me one time. And he became very upset. Then Lakshman, he went there and he was trembling and very angry. And he came there and he shouted, Sugriv, Sugriv. Sugriv was inside the inner chambers and he was there drunk and like he was doing so many things, enjoying. Then finally he came out and he begged for forgiveness. No. Then he called all, he sent messengers everywhere, all the monkeys, they came and they had a meeting. And then on this day, the Vijayotsav, then the parties, he sent them everywhere all over India to go search for Sita. On this day, they started their journey to go search. So, in this way, and then we know that Hanuman, then he went, ultimately he went to Lanka and he found Sita and he brought back that news. So in this way, and then after Chaturmasya, it is then when Ravan, then he went to Lanka and then he fought for many days there and then he, finally he defeated Ravan. That is in the winter time, not now. So this is in Ramcharitmanas, Ram Valmiki, Raman, all this has been mentioned there. So in this way, but due to the influence of time, Kali Yuga, everything, then everything becomes changed and hodgepodge. And like then the cities, they begin to change their meanings and everything. But by staying connected to our Guru Parampara, Guru Varga, then we can really understand what is the real purpose and meaning of these cities. And of course, Madhvacharya's appearance, they... Brahma is the Adi Guru, but the Sampradacharya is Madhva Acharya. And his philosophy is Dvaitavad, dualism. All other Sampradayas, Acharyas, they have their own philosophies. Ramajunja Acharya, Vishishta Dvaitavad, Nimbaditya Acharya, Dvaita Dvaita, Nimbakara Acharya, Suddha Dvaita. But Madhva Acharya, he is Dvaita. No Advaita, no monism, no oneness. Full emphasis on duality. He didn't deny oneness, but he gave full emphasis on duality. Ultimately, the jiva is in dharma, one with the Lord. Prem dharma. Because to experience prem, there has to be three things. The subject, the object, and the prem itself. Therefore, these all the jivas, when they offer their prem to Bhagavan, then Bhagavan accepts that and relishes that prem seva. In this way, prem manifests. So Bhagavan is the ultimate Vishaya and the Jivas, they are the Ashraya. So in that sense, the Dharma is one. But Madhvacharya said there are five at Nitya bed, eternal bed. Maya and Maya, that is Jad and Jad. Jad and Jiva. Bhagavan and Jiva. Bhagavan and Jad. And Jad and Jad, Jiva, Jiva. And Bhagavan and Jiva, Bhagavan and Maya. Five different beds there, ultimately. This way, so these five differences between Bhagavan, Maya, and Jiva, Maya and Jiva also bed is there. These five beds are eternal. You cannot separate these. There will always be difference. For instance, we can understand Bhagavan is very clear. Shastra says how the bed is eternal there. Maya vangsa Jiva loke Jiva bhuta sanatana. They are my angsa, so there's difference there. And Bhagavan and Maya, we've heard this shloka. This bhakti yoga na manasi samyak pranati hamayale apashyam purusham purnam maya chata par apashyam. Maya Valmiki, Vyasdev, when he realized that truth, he saw that behind the Supreme Lord, Maya Devi was there, standing as a shadow in the form of a service, behind the Lord. Maya is separate from Bhagavan. And Maya and Jiva is also separate. It is said that apareyan itastu anyan prakriti vidhimaya paran. Jiva Bhuta Mahabaha Yayadan Daridhara. Higher than this Maya Shakti is this Jiva Shakti. So there's a bed there. And between Jiva and Jiva, there is bed. For instance, if I eat an apple, then no one in this room is going to taste that apple except for me. Because each Jiva is individually different. Everyone has their own consciousness, their own experience. And similarly, two objects, Even though you may have two apples, they're both apples, but they are separate. One I can give to someone else, one I can offer to Thakurji, and one I can offer to anyone else. See, the two, they are two separate. They're one in by classification, but the objects themselves are separate. So Maya and Maya, or Jada Jada, is also eternally separate. Two objects are never the same. Like you see fingerprint. Why is fingerprint used as identity? Because every single jiva's fingerprint is different. It's never the same. It shows there's always a difference. Even though we're all human in human jati, 400,000 different species of life, but their fingerprints are all different. So this fire, this eternal bed is there. And Madhvacharya emphasized on this nitya bed. In order to, because Bhakti Jayavadar in Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jayavadar, he says that there is two, achintya bheda bheda tatra, eternal difference and non-difference. But we have to give prominence to difference. We have to give prominence to that. But the Mayavadis and the other philosophies, there's that difference is there, but it is not so prominently emphasized. You can see in the names, Vishishta Advaita, specialized monism, Shuddha Advaita, purified monism, Dvaita Advaita, dualism and monism. Monism is, that word is given inside their philosophy, but Madhvacharya said Dvaitavad, dualism. There's no money. He didn't give any emphasis on monism. And whenever he preached, you see, he picks his two fingers up like this. He wrote also three different commentaries on Vedanta Sutra. Madhva Bhashya, Brihad Bhashya, and Anu Bhashya. Three different commentaries on his Madhva Acharya. And so many katha there, so much preaching. He is none different from, he is Vayu Angsa, Vayu Putra. He's so many names he's giving. And his childhood name, Vasudev. And this Purna Pragya, Ananda Tirtha, Madhva Acharya, so many names he has, famous. And it's in that line that Mahaprabhu accepted his sampradaya, because he established this Nitya Gopal, Braj Gopal. He's holding a churning stick and a rope, and he's in Braj, in that Braj mood. So Mahaprabhu accepted his sampradaya. And also because Mahaprabhu, Madhvacharya, Kevaladvaita Nirasan, he completely destroyed all Kevaladvaitavad. Mahaprabhu really liked this so much. Why? Because as long as there's any scent of Mayavad in the heart of the jiva, bhakti cannot be established there. So this is the prerequisite. As long as Mayavad is there, bhakti cannot manifest. So first you have to cut out this impersonalism from the heart. And also Madhvacharya, he established Sachidananda Vigraha Tattva. The Vigraha is Sachidananda, non-different. How we can see? You can see the Gopinath, this Nadwar, this, he came to Madhavendra Puri in a dream. Govinda here in Vrindavan. Madan Mohan with Sanatan Goswami. Sakshi Gopal in Jagannath Puri. Jagannath himself. So many kathas, Tirupati Balaji, so many deities, Madan Mohan in Kareli, or Gopinath in Srikanda, Yajigram, there, Srikanda, Alanarth, the deity there, interacting with the boy. So many interactions, the deity is live, interacting. Tota Gopinath with Guru Padavadma and Vaman Shilog Vamango Saimana, so much interaction. Radha Vinod Bari in Mathura directly interacting with Gurudev. So many interactions. We can see how the deity is reciprocating with his bhakta devotees. Why? Because Sachidananda Vigraha. The deity is Sachidananda, non-different from the Lord. We cannot separate. We cannot think that it is Prakrita. Archa Vishnu Shiladir Yasava Naraki Saha. If you think that if you have this Shiladi, that the murti is made out of some Shila, some Dhatu, some element, this or that, then you are a resident of, you'll go to hell. Don't think. The deity is directly Thakurji himself. When the Kanishta Adhikari, he looks at the deity, he sees, oh, made from marble, made from wood, made from brass, this and that. When a Madhyam sees the deity, he sees Thakurji is there, standing in his original swarup. When a Uttam Adhikari sees the deity, he sees the whole spiritual realm is there, all pastimes, everything. So this is the Yajyapi, Adyapi Sai Lila, Kore Gora Rai, Kone Bhagavani Jeev, Dekhe Pare Pai. Anyone who is fortunate, then they can realize that this deity is actually Sakshat Vigraha Nahi Tumi Sakshat Vidandanandan. This is why Madhvacharya, so many teachings are unlimited. But we pray to the lotus feet of Guru Paramahansa and the Vaishnavas that we may hear from them and that we may realize something in our heart. Vancha Kalpita Rivasta Ki Vasindha Veda Vadidana Vavinave Vaishnava Vyona Vana.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Vandeham Shri Guru Varam Shri Rupanu Pravaram Rajras Rasikam Cha Narayanam Tam Prapannam Shri Guru Charanam Vande Raman Pristhaya Bhutale Rupanu Bhaktidam Cha Kripamurti Narayanam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advait Gadhadir Shivasadi Shri Gaur Bhaktarinda Jai Rup Sanatan Bhattaravinath Shri Jigupal Bhattadas Ravinath Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So first of all, I offer my Sastanga Dhanvat Pranams at the lotus feet of our spiritual masters, Nitlai Srimad Bhaktivedan Sri Narayan Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev. Nitlai Srimad Bhaktivedan Sri Vam Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev. And to entire Rupana Karya Guru Varga. And especially Shri Madhu Acharya, our Bhav Tithi is today. Also Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman today. This day, as we heard, Ramchandra, he left this forest, this Kishkinda, to conquer Lanka. Also today is the appearance day of Shri Purushottam Prabhu, disciple of Srila Prabhupada. So this most wonderful disciple of Prabhupada, he has manifested very nice book. Has stavstutis of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srimati Radhika and Sri Krishna, has all the ashtakams, all the astotra shatanams, sahasranams, stotras, and so many pramans, evidence he has collected in regard to Mahaprabhu Tattva, Radha Tattva, Krishna Tattva. So along with Raghav Pandit Prabhu, he's done an invaluable service to the Gaudiya Vaishnava line. He published this book under the guidance of Sri Bhakti Sarang Goswami Maharaj in 1958. And Bhakti Sarang Goswami Maharaj, he left this world in 1964. So he published it for his god brothers, and also Bhakti Saurav Bhaktisar Maharaj has written a nice introduction also in Sanskrit, not even in Hindi. So it's a very wonderful book. And Purushottam Prabhu, he also translated Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrit into Telugu and many other books into Telugu because he was from Andhra Pradesh. So Prabhupada, this way we see how his preaching extended everywhere, far and wide. Also he had disciples from Kerala, Gaur Gunananda Prabhu, he had disciples from Tamil Nadu, everywhere. North to east, east to west, everywhere he had disciples. So today is also his appearance day. So the Gaudiya Vaishnavas there near Madhupandit Samadhi, there they observe this festival today. And also many glories of his were spoken there. And so today also the day that Sri Ramchandra, he left this Kishkinda to conquer Prasthan Divas, to conquer Lanka. So today Dashara is very important festival in all of India. So important that even the Indian army, they worship the weapons today. The commander-in-chief of the Indian army along with the lieutenant general, all of them, they do puja, astra puja of all the weapons. And they go into the forest and they do like an artificial war, like they're conquering the evil enemies. So you see the influence of this festival extends far and wide, everywhere. But still we see, like Ramchandra, we see that he was staying for 4 months there in Kishkinda. And then he had sent Hanuman, Angad, everyone to look for Sita Devi. So then when Hanuman crossed the ocean, it is said that Hanuman, only he could cross, jump over the ocean. First, Jambavan was chosen. But Jambavan, he said, I'm very old now. I don't have the power. When Vamandev, with his three steps, he took everything away. That time I did parikrama of Vamandev 3 times. I was very strong, but now I don't have that power anymore. Then Angad was chosen. Angad said, I can go. I can leap across the ocean, but I cannot return back, he said. That much strength I don't have. So then Hanuman, he was ultimately chosen. Hanuman actually had forgotten his powers, because Hanuman was doing so much mischief there in the ashram of all the rishis and maharshis that they cursed Hanuman, saying, oh, now you'll forget all your powers. But you will retain your powers when you will be reminded of them. So then Jambavan, he reminded Hanuman of his powers, saying, this is who you are, the glorious son of Keshari and Anjana. And reclaim your powers. And then anyhow, he reclaimed his powers and he jumped across the ocean. There he met Sita Devi. And as we know, first actually, he gave his association to Vibhishan. When he was entering into Lanka, there he saw there was a Tulsi plant outside. And there he saw one person chanting Ram, Ram, Ram. So there he saw Vibhishan. Vibhishan was also very intelligent. Ravan kept asking Vibhishan, why are you chanting my enemy's name? And Vibhishan said, no, Rama. Ra means Ravan, Ma means Mandodari. So I'm chanting the name of you and your wife and yourself, he used to say. So this way Hanuman, there he saw Vibhishan and he was very happy to see how strong he was in his devotion. So then he gave his association to Vibhishan in this way. And then when he went to see Sita Devi, there he told Sita Devi that Ram is coming. And then he told Sita Devi that if you want, you can climb on my back and sit on my shoulders, I'll take you back. But she said, no, although you're my elder son, still it is not proper for me. Ravan, by force, he snatched me away, took me away. But now I can no longer touch any other man. No, so please, you request Ram to come and release me from here and take me back. So then Sita Devi, she gave her ring to Hanuman, saying, give this to Ram, then he'll believe you. So this way, when Hanuman returned, there, all the Vanaras, they were destroying the garden of Sugriv. So Sugriv's garden was very nice. It had many different kinds of fruits and flowers. So they were destroying everything. So then Sugriv, he sent his minister there. And then his minister started shouting at all the Vanaras, saying, what are you doing? This is Sugriv's garden and you're all destroying them. Then they caught the minister, they beat him up. And then they sent him back. And then Sugriv said, this is how they've become. How much audacity they have to act this way. And then Tara, she told Sugriv that if they're doing this, it means there's some underlying purpose behind their actions. There must be something. So then Sugriv, he found out that Hanuman, he had seen Sita and that he knew about her whereabouts. So then when Hanuman gave this ring to Ram, Ram showed this ring to Lakshman. And he said, oh Lakshman, do you identify this ring? Do you think this belongs to Sita? Lakshman said no. And everyone was very surprised. How does Lakshman not know? Then Lakshman said, I don't know because except for the feet of Srimati Sita Devi, I have not looked at any other part of her body, he said. I have only looked at her feet. For 14 years, I never looked at her face. I never looked at her hands, nothing, he said. I saw her like my mother. Rather, I saw her as my mother, not even like my mother. I saw her just as I would see Kaushalya, Kaikeyi, Sumitra, in the same way I saw her also. And this way Ram was very surprised, saying, Lakshman had not even seen Sita's face for 14 years. Therefore we see Lakshman, he defeated Meghanath, because Meghanath has received this benediction that anyone who had not seen the face of a woman for 14 years, practiced strict brahmacharya, anyone who had not slept for 14 years and anyone who had not eaten anything for 14 years, he would be able to defeat you. Brahma had given this benediction to Meghanath. So Meghanath was thinking, how is this possible that anyone can possibly kill me? Because without looking at the face of a woman, how can anyone possibly stay alive in this world? He said, it's impossible. But then Lakshman, he had not seen the face of any woman for 14 years. And also he had not eaten anything for 14 years. Ram, he would just give some food to Lakshman and he would not say anything. So then Lakshman, what did he do? He would take all those packets of food and he would just tie them onto the branches and never eat anything. And he didn't even sleep because Ram never gave him the order to sleep, so he didn't even sleep also. Ram never gave him the order to eat because Ram thought he might have eaten something, but nothing. So then anyhow, when Ram, he left on this day. And then it said the war took place for 3 months. And then it concluded in this Chaitra Mas. Because we see that Ram had promised Bharat. Because immediately after 14 years, Bharat said, if even you're late by one single moment, then I'll set myself on fire, he said. If you're late by even one single moment. Therefore, as soon as the war ended, Ram had to rush back to Ayodhya. Or else Bharat He was ready to enter into fire. He had already made everything prepared. Therefore, he sent Hanuman in advance, saying, go and tell him that I'm coming. And then, anyhow, Ram, he took this aeroplane of Kuber. And then he came and he met Bharat. So this way we see that during this Chaitramas, actually, it was this time that Ram, he defeated this Ravan. But still we see that many think that it was during this day that he defeated Ravan. And we see also that this Navaratri is also celebrated during this time, where Durga Devi is worshipped for many days. So how did this worship of Durga Devi come to be? Because it is said that in Bengal, you see, Bengal is such a place where the most intelligent of people were born. But also, those who were greatly opposed to Sanatana Dharma, they were also born in Bengal. Both kinds of people were born there. On one side, you see, God himself was born, Mahaprabhu and all his associates, Prabhupada, Sarasi Thakur, all his disciples were born in Bengal. On the other side, you see, all atheists were born there. Rabindranath Tagore, Ishwar Chandra Vidyasagar, and this Ramakrishna, Vivekananda, all of them were born in Bengal. So there, one more person who was born in Bengal, his name was Krithivas. So Krithivas, he was a tantric. He was a worshipper of Durga Devi. And what did he do? He believed in that philosophy that without Shakti, Shaktiman is useless. Because Ravan, what did he do? Why did he want to steal Sita away from Ram? Because he was thinking without Shakti, Ram is useless then. Nirakar, Nirgun, Brahma. Therefore, he wanted to steal Sita away. I'll enjoy Sita. And then Ram will be useless. So this way, Krithivas also was of this opinion. That Bhagwan is Nirakar, Nirgun. So he wrote one Ramayana in Bengal called Krithivas Ramayana. And there he mentioned that Ram, he was not able to defeat Ravan. So therefore, he was advised to worship Durga Devi with 108 lotus flowers, Neel Kamal, blue lotus flowers. So anyhow, Ram, he started worshipping Durga Devi. And then, as he finished worshipping her with 106 flowers, two flowers were remaining. So then Durga Devi, she stole those two flowers away. So Ram said, all right, my name is Kamal Nayan. My two eyes are also like lotus flowers. So as he was about to pluck his two eyes out, Durga Devi appeared and said, oh my dear son, I'm very happy with you. Now you will be able to defeat Ravan. So this story, Krithivas has mentioned in Ramayana. So since then, all the Bengalis, they worship Durga Devi in this Navaratri. And also seeing the Bengalis, the Punjabis, they started worshipping. And seeing the Punjabis, the rest of India, everyone started to follow this Navaratri. Therefore, during this time, you see everyone is worshipping Durga Devi rather than worshipping Ram. Even if you go to the Govindadev temple also, in the Bhajan Kutir of Rupa Goswami, they put Durga Devi there. And everyone, they're standing in a queue to have darshan of Durga Devi, but not the Bhajan Kutir of Rupa Goswami. So in this way, everything has been taken over. You go to Janmabhumi also, there you can see this picture of Ram and Lakshman worshipping Durga Devi there. There are many beautiful pictures also, but like this one picture also you can see there. Because people have many misconceptions, they're not under proper Anugatya. Therefore, Gurudev, he published an article in Bhagavad Patrika, very old article, where he mentioned that where is this being described? The such and nowhere has it been described. And when he published this article in Bhagavad Patrika, all the Pandas, they became against in Mathura, all the Chobais, saying, oh, where did you get this information from, this, that? And Gurudev said, all right, you write something also in opposition, then we'll have a discussion. But none of them wrote anything. They all just backed down then. There's so many misconceptions are there regarding this tithi. But then anyhow, gradually, by listening more and more, then gradually these misconceptions will go away on their own. Also today, especially, is the appearance day of Madhvacharya. You see, Madhvacharya, he appeared on this tithi when Hanuman, he returned and informed Ram about Sita Devi's whereabouts. So who is Madhvacharya? He's Hanuman himself. He's Bhim himself. And we see Madhvacharya, like we just heard, he staunchly opposed Mayavad. Staunchly. Because we see the Mayavadis, they have like many vakyas from the Shastras. Like, Aham Brahmasmi, Pragyanam Brahma, Tattvamasi. Tattvamasi means they say that I am him. But actually, what is the meaning of Tattvamasi? Gurudev says, you are his. This is also not the complete meaning, he said. This is also incomplete. What is the complete meaning? Tattvamasi means you are hers, Gurudev said. Not even you are his. You are hers means you are Srimati Radhika's. This is the complete meaning of Tattvamasi, he said. So therefore, the Mayavadis, they have many misconceptions. And you see, even when they say Nirakar, Nirgun, Nirshaktik, you think about the root word there. When they say nirakar, what is the root word? The root word is akar. Only when someone has a form can you claim that he doesn't have a form. Only then can you claim that he is nirakar. And when you say is nirgun, what is the root word there? The root word is gun. Only if one doesn't have any qualities, then you can say is nirgun. Similarly, even nishaktik. If one has shakti, only then you can claim he is nishaktik. So instead of the Mayavadis, they've only been denying. This is called neti. Neti, neti. Means only negation. They only keep denying, denying, denying. Everything. Like Swami Maharaj gives a very basic example. He says that even the Mayavadis agree that the Shastras manifested from the breathing of Vishnu. But they say although the Mayavadis agree, their intelligence is not more than a five-year-old. Because he says even a five-year-old boy can understand that when a person is breathing, he has a nose, he has a mouth, he has two ears, two eyes. But this Mayavadis cannot understand. They say everything is one, 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 one. Like Madhvacharya's disciple, Narayan Bhatta, he wrote one book called Manimanjari. In that book, Manimanjari, he wrote one very nice story. He said that once Shankaracharya's mother, when he was a small boy, when he came back from his Gurukul, she told him, oh, go and bring me some eggplants from the garden. There were many eggplants. So then when Shankaracharya went inside there, he only got one. Then his mother said, you only got one, but there's so many guests here. Why you only got one? He said, oh, I saw only one. He said, one, one, one. And his mother, she went and she saw inside the garden, there were so many eggplants. Then she came and she twisted his ears, saying, there's so many and you say you only saw one. He said, yes, one, 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 one. So when Narayan Bhatta mentioned this story in Manimanjari, the Mayavadis became very angry, saying, why is he belittling our spiritual master? He's criticizing him this way. So then they went to this Madhusudan Vidyasagar in Kashi. They went to him, or this Madhusudan Vachaspati. They went to him and then they told him, you write one book saying how the philosophy of Madhvacharya is totally against the conclusions of the Shastras. So then he wrote one big book called Advaita Siddhi. Manimanjari was a very small book. In only a few pages, Narayan Bhatta completely defeated the philosophy of the Mayavadis. But this Madhusudan Vidyasagar, what did he do? He wrote one big book called Advaita Siddhi, where he said, oh, this, this, that, that, that. Well, ultimately, even he was short-handed. Even he could not defeat the Mayavadis. And then he composed a very nice shloka, where he said that my mind now has been stolen by that lumpot, he said. My mind has been stolen by that black lumpot, by that black debauchee, he said. Now even my mind is not working, he said. Now I can no longer speak anything about Mayavad. Because even he ultimately had the association of Mahaprabhu's associates. So in this way, Madhvacharya's influence, we see even before Mahaprabhu's time, it had already extended so much. Even before Mahaprabhu's time. And we see that even during Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur's time, we see that there were some disciples of Prabhupada who were saying that actually the Gaudiya Vaishnavas are Advaitvadis. Why? Because they were saying that Mahaprabhu, he accepted sannyas from Kesho Bharati. And Kesho Bharati was a Mayavadi. And they're saying Madhavendrapuri, he accepted sannyas from Vishnupuri, and Vishnupuri was a Mayavadi. Because who was Madhavendrapuri's spiritual master? He was Lakshmipati Tirtha. So they were saying if his spiritual master is Lakshmipati Tirtha, then how did he get this name Puri, this title? He should have also been Tirtha. Why did he accept Vishnupuri as his spiritual master? So Gurudev reconciles. He says actually Vishnupuri, he was pretending to be a Mayavadi. Actually he was a Vaishnava. And then they say Mahaprabhu, he took initiation from Kesho Bharati. But who was Kesho Bharati? He was also a Vaishnava. Mahaprabhu actually recited the sannyas mantra into his ears, and then again he had him recited into his ears, into Mahaprabhu's ears. And then he accepted him as his spiritual master. But ultimately, who gave this Sambandha Gyan to Mahaprabhu? That was Ishwarpuri. He was Mahaprabhu's guru. And who gave this Sambandha Gyan to Madhavendrapuri? It was Lakshmipati Tirtha. So ultimately, it's the Diksha Guru who gives Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojan. Sannyas Guru is also important, but ultimately it is Diksha Guru who is everything in this way. No, like we see, there's the Bhagavat line and the Pancharatriki line. We see that Mahaprabhu, did he formally initiate anyone? He didn't initiate anyone. Did he give Brahmin thread initiation to the Goswamis? No. Did he perform a fire sacrifice for the Goswamis? No. But still the Goswamis are considered to be the direct disciples of Mahaprabhu. Did Sukadeva Goswami ever perform this fire sacrifice for Parikshit? Did he give him this Brahmin thread? No, but still Parikshit is his direct disciple in this way. And we see that Raghunath Das Goswami himself, he received everything from Sarup Damodar Goswami, everything. But still in Pancharatrikeve, he's the disciple of Yadunandan Acharya. But still, whose disciple is he considered to be? Oh, Sarup Damodar Goswami. This is the Bhagavat line and the Pancharatriki line. So in this way, when you think of accepting initiation and someone as a sannyas guru, so in one way, when you're accepting someone as a sannyas guru, it's according to the Pancharatriki line. And then when you're accepting your Diksha guru, it's according to the Bhagavat line. But sometimes the sannyas guru can also be in the Bhagavat line, not only in the Pancharatriki line, in this way. So in this way, Gurudev, we reconcile all these differences. And therefore, we see that these same disciples who were opposing so much, ultimately we see in Jagannath Puri in Chatak Parvat, there Audlomi Maharaj, next to Prabhupada's Bhajan Kutir, there he put the deity of Madhvacharya and Vyasadev there. Because Sri Anantavasudev Prabhu and Sundarananda Prabhu were very much opposed against the Gaudiya Vaishnavas being part of Madhvacharya's line. And they wrote many articles, they were very brilliant, incredibly brilliant. They wrote many, many articles. In fact, Anantavasudev Prabhu even told Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, saying that this name Sridhar is not even mentioned in among the 10 sannyas names. So why did Prabhupada give us this name? Then Sridhar Maharaj, he said, oh, these names are mentioned in Ananta Samhita. Then Anantavasudev Prabhu said, actually Ananta Samhita is not even bona fide, he said. It is like imaginary, he said. Then Sridhar Maharaj said, whatever it may be, Prabhupada authorized it, he said. But he said, but the previous acharyas have not authorized because they have not mentioned the name of Ananta Samhita anywhere. He said, no matter what, my Prabhupada, he is the representative of our Guru Varga. And whatever he authorizes is authority for me. So in this way, therefore, we see Audlomi Maharaj refuting the claims of his godbrothers, he installed the deity of Madhvacharya there. And he said that the disciples of Prabhupada, his grand disciples, great grand disciples, everyone are part of this line, this Brahma Madhva Gaudiya line, and should not be taught, and one should not think in any other way. So today is appearance day also. So very auspicious sthiti. And on this most auspicious sthiti, we should be so proud and proudly proclaim ourselves to be members of this Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. Ansha Kalpataru Besha Kripasan Vevcha Vaitanam Pavani Bhyo Vishnu Bhyo Namo Namah.
ओम ज्ञातिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gora Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my sastang dandavat pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev. Nitya Leela Pravishta Om Vishnupad Shishimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj Tvarupanuga Guru Varga and all assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So, cannot disobey the order of Vaishnav, have to speak. Although already this morning we spoke more than an hour and Vaishnav has no time to speak, but he is ordering. So briefly, we glorify today's occasion, today's festival, this Vijay Dashami already has been mentioned. Today is the day when Hanuman returned and giving indication Sita is there, and they were planning to have this army to conquer that place. So it's like the beginning of this victory. This is like the beginning point of that victory for Ram. And we see based on this, then many people they follow this kind of thinking that anything I start today will be victorious. We see Mahaprabhu himself on this Vijay Dasami day, he started his tour his trip to Bengal. He went to South India, but then the second time he has planned to go to Vrindavan, but passing by Bengal. So when did he start his journey on this day, Vijay Dasami? And we can read also in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu himself follow this festival. There's a section in Chaitanya Charitamrita where it talks about like how Mahaprabhu on this day he gathered all his associates, and they had this like a drama of like Ram Lila. Mahaprabhu became absorbed in the mood of Hanuman, and he was like yelling like, "Where is this Ravan? I'm going to kill him! How dare him take the universal mother, my mother Sita," and like this. So Mahaprabhu also observing this day, and therefore also we following. Now, it has been mentioned, we see people sometimes today, they worship their weapons, like the army, like Maharaj has just mentioned. And that this is actually not just related to the Ramayana, but in Mahabharata, because it is said that it was on this day that the Pandavas, they took back their weapons. They were hiding for 1 year. After the 12th year, then there's 1 year time of incognito, like they have to hide. And he said, on this day, that time has ended, and therefore they have taken their weapons back from one tree called the Shami tree. And therefore, also on this day, many people, they worship this tree like this. And regarding worship of Durga, once Gurudev also said, whenever worship like Durga, if you want to worship Durga, we have to understand that to please her, we just have to worship Radha and Krishna. She's even the shadow of like Radharani, and she's the mother of this universe, taking care, but giving like discipline to the conditioned jivas. But Gurudev said, like, the reason actually they're doing this worship, because actually on this Vijay Dasami, this is the time Durga killed Mahishasur, one great demon who led this victory over the demons, over the demigods. So then the demigods, they prayed. So to Lord Brahma and to Lord Vishnu. And so then Durga, he got all the weapons of Indra, he got the weapons of Lord Brahma, even Vishnu gave him his Sudarshan Chakra, and also Lord Brahma gave him also his weapons, and so then Durga killed this demon. And so for these followers of Durga, therefore on these 9 days before today, they're doing all this puja. But Gurudev said, we have nothing to do with that, because for all you know, all these people worshiping Durga, they're not praying for devotion. They're praying for their material enjoyment. But of course, speciality of this day, Vijay Dasami, as we have known already at many discussions, this is the appearance of Sri Madhvacharya. So we've heard Madhvacharya has many names. When he was born, he was given the name Vasudev. When we talk about this Madhvacharya, then easily, like I remember, by mercy of the Vaishnavas, by Srila Gurudev, Prabhuji has brought us to their place in Udupi. And so, like, Vaishnavas have shown us all these places. In Pajakshetra, his birthplace, like many reminders there of glory of Madhva. There's this rock with his footprint in there, like imprint. How did it became there? Because from far away, this hill, he was playing, his mother calling him, Vasudev. Then like Hanuman, he just jumped from the hill, far away. He jumped and landing just on their house. And on that rock, his footprint imprinted there. Just nearby also, there's this like a place given some like remembrance, how he was bitten by the snake, but he was never killed. Actually, when he was bitten, everyone was praying to Durga, like, protect him. I said, hey, she cannot protect me. Then look, this is not a snake. This is like a rope. Look, and he just stepped on the snake. He killed it. And then he said, like, actually, this snake is nothing. I will kill the real snake. What is this real snake? This Mayavad philosophy, like this. So many like his, we know Madhva, he is the third like manifestation of Mukhya Pran or Vayudev. He's like first in Treta Yuga came as Hanuman, in Dwapara Yuga as Bhim, now in Kali Yuga as Madhvacharya. In Treta Yuga, like monkey. Like monkey warrior. And then in Dwapara Yuga, like actual Kshatriya. And now in this Kali Yuga, as a renunciate, but like a big general. He's the leader of our Sampradaya and like combating this this Advaitavad. And so he said, actually, because he's no ordinary person. He has heard like all these teachings actually from Narayan. And therefore, even from his childhood, he knows like the philosophy. But then this has to be written. So he has greatly contributed to this world, all his like writings. He has written like about 40 like important literatures. Of course, like the commentaries on Brahma Sutra and all the Mahabharata, Bhagavad Gita. Now, said that Madhva, he's not only very strong, he said like he's very strong and he excels in all sports, swimming, wrestling, and like many of these like physical activities. But also he's very good like Kirtaniya. He sings very nicely. He said when he recites shlokas, then it has even the power to make everyone understand the verse just by hearing. He said one time he just recited a verse and showing his power by reciting the verse from Rig Veda, he has some seed on his hand and then it just sprouted and it became into like an actual plant. And he planted it became a tree. When I remember Prabhupada just brought us to this place and he was given class under this tree, one Ashwata tree, like a fig tree. And he said that when he told his father, like, I will destroy this Mayavad, his father's like, that is like an impossible thing. It's like getting this like piece of stick and making it grow like a big tree. Then Madhva said, like, yes, Vasudeva said, yes, I can do that. Look, he planted this stick and then it became this tree. So Madhva, he said that he actually this name Madhva, his Gurudev Purna Pragya. He's the one who gave him Sannyas Guru. Actually, we learn from our Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, our Sampradaya is Bhagavat Parampara. And a lot of people, they don't like, or they have all this like protest against, you know, like against this. It's like, oh, this the Parampara is by Diksha Parampara, and like this, your Guru, like that. But look, even in the example of Madhvacharya, there is never really, like even those people, the tattva bodies who are followers, direct followers of Madhvacharya. If you ask them, who is the guru of Madhvacharya? Like this. Then they will say Vyasadeva. Not this Purna Pragya or like whoever gave him Diksha or anything like that. And it shows that like this is the reality. And it is reality because Madhva, although he had taken Upanayan Sanskar, he got Diksha, he got Sannyas. When he was 8, he had already the desire to take Sannyas. But then this Achyuta Preksha could not give him because his parents like said no. But later on, when his parents already got another child, then they agreed. And so then he was given Sannyas. Some they said 10 years old, some 11, some 12. Anyhow, he was very young. He got Sannyas. And when he got Sannyas, then he was given the name Ananda Tirtha. Actually, first Purna Pragya. This name Purna Pragya, when he was given Sannyas, he there was these debaters, like big pundits, they come and wanted to defeat his Gurudev. Madhva easily defeated them. And his Gurudev very impressed. And his Gurudev telling him, like, I want to train you more for, like, you know, defeating, like, all these debates. And he said he taught him this, like, this book, Ishta Siddhi. some type of like book which is like fully like Mayavad. And then Madhva, just by the first shloka, Madhva telling his Gurudev, oh, I find many errors in his. Just in the first line has 32 errors, 32 mistakes. And he's explaining to his Gurudev, and his Gurudev became so impressed. And he said, I call you Purna Pragya, meaning your knowledge is complete. And so then he said that later he was given Ananda Tirtha, when actually his Gurudev completely surrendered to Madhva, accepted him as like, you are completely right. You are my, like you, I put myself, my seat to you, like giving him like full in charge. And therefore giving him this title, Ananda Tirtha. And he said later when he wrote this commentary on Brahma Sutra, then he gave that name Madhva. Because this name Madhva, from the word Madhu, Madhu means honey, and Va means giver. He is like the distributor of this sweetness, like this. So some Gaudiyas even, they say like, oh, we are not from the line Madhvacharya. The line of Mahaprabhu is the fifth Sampradaya. But this has already been refuted very strongly by Param Gurudev or Srila Gurudev, that we are in the line of Madhva. And actually, our Goswamis, like especially Jiva Goswami, in explaining the philosophy of Mahaprabhu, this Achintya Bheda Ved Tattva, the foundation of that is all from the teachings of Madhva Acharya. So there's so many more glories of this personality. Today we can actually pray unto him, and we pray to the Vaishnavas, they speak something, and so we can fully realize their glories. Vancha kalpa tarubhyas chakipa sindhu yavacha.
Om Vajjana Timirandhasya Gananyana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Vancha Kalpataruhasya Kripa Sindhu Bhai Vacha Paditanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namah Namaha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratisi Namaha Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhattaragunat Sajivi Gopala Bhattadas Rogunat Echai Gosai Kari Charana Bandhan Jaite Vignanas Abhishta Puran Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai, Ananta Ananta Kuti Vishnu Brinda ki jai, Saparsad Gaur Hari ki jai, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Jai Jagannath, Baladeep, Subhadra, Sudarshan, Jeev ki jai, Bhakta Vighna Vinashankar, Nishinghadeep ki jai, Bhakta Raj, Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Sarva Vishnuprada, Giriraj, Govardhan, Jeev ki jai, Govinda, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, Jeev ki jai, Brajamandal, Dham ki jai, Brajavasi, Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Brajeshwari, Madheshwari, Praneshwari, Srimati Radharani ki jai, Jai Vijayadashami Tithi ki jai, Jai Madhyacharya Subhavibhav Tithi ki jai, Samavet Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Pramanandi. Now is all are hearing many glories of This Vidyas Dashami Tithis, Madhyacharya, Ramchandra, Hanuman, many, many glories. Anytime sees this world is any problem create, that in that time all are praying a Lord Brahma. He is Adi Guru Pitamaha also. He is starting this creation. So Jiva, direct, they don't know Vishnu, they don't know Shiva. The direct going is their grandfather, a father, elder, old generation, senior authority in Brahma. They are going. Now, demigods are very disturbed. Demons are disturbing. Then one demon, he is very strange. His design is, structure, figure is buffalo. But he is very strong, this demon. He can carry anybody. He can carry lion, a tiger, he can carry his elephant, nobody's. Why? He's Mahishasur, his name Buffalo. And very dangerous. Now he's attacking all, disturbing everybody. Then all our demigods are praying Brahma's near. Brahma say he is not to be debated with anybody. Now they are requesting how this demon is will be die. See, demon never will be die. Why? This Sukracharya is Amrita. He is anybody's dead body, and he is finding any part of this body. Otherwise his name which is calling him and giving him this Mrita Sanjeevani. Also he is giving Vishalyakarani. All are getting new life, new body. And this buffalo, very strong buffalo. He is not defeated with anybody. He has no other figure structure. The buffalo figure. Now all are doing tapasya. Shiv Thakur near gone. Shiv Thakur saying, any time you are disturbed, then you come in my near. And I am, sometimes Tripurasur came, sometimes other demons came. Then anyhow, very easily pleasing this Shiv Thakur. Banasur came. All Asura demon going Shiv Thakur near. They're pleasing. Why is Bholenath, Ashutosh? He is helping all. Then now came, please helping. Then say, this buffalo I can kill. Vishwamitra starting creating his new all jiva. He's starting creation. He can carry Brahma. Then his first creation time, he's starting this buffalo, this pig, and this coconut, palm tree, dead tree, his tall tree, and also he's starting this creation. All telling them all will be angry. This black people. His first creation. Black country, black people. Dark places they're staying, no problem. They have light. No need sun. Under water, 10 kilometers going, then no sun, light going. Also there his creation starting. And dark places is starting creation. Any black people and dark equal, you can see them. They're hiding all time. So then how depending this black buffalo? Also his milk is very thick. And where he stay, you know? In mud and clay and dirty drain, anywhere. He has no problem. Inside water, 100 years inside water, he has no problem. And also, then, how possible is repeating? Then Sipta could say, you doing tapasya aradhana for Mahamaya, Durga Devi, Kali, Chandi, Bhairavi. Shiva has many Shiv Shakti, not one. Many Swarup, Kali Kankali, many name. Then you worshipping, she has Maya. She possible this Vishwamitra generation finishing. Otherwise Vishwamitra generation very strange and strong. Also Shukracharya Guru, big problem. Then they are doing a lot of tapasya, Devi's for. Devi say, okay, you give me 1 week's time. Then she is trying to attacking this Mahishasur. The time she has 10 hands, money, 10 sides to attacking, top and bottom, and 4 sides, 4 corners, anyhow they are attacking him. Otherwise, it is buffalo running, buffalo hiding. Very strange buffalo. And he knows flying sky inside water, everywhere going, hiding, inside hills, he has no tension, hitting everything. Now, Durga Devi, with his 10 hands, she appears. That time, Brahma giving one with pain, Indra giving one, Vishnu giving, Sudarshan Chakra, everybody helping. Okay, you attack. Why he is, all demons are very clever. They're doing big tapasya first, austerity. After they getting born, Brahma's near, sometimes Shiva's near. Shiva already giving bone him, therefore Shiva cannot kill him. Own disciples, own followers, own son, who killing? Banasur his side, Banasur, Krishna with is fighting, then Shiva going Banasur's side. Pundarik Vasudev, Shiva then that side, Krishna's against. The own disciple is very lovely disciple, very sweet disciple, followers. More than son and children. So Shiva now say, I can do. Then Durga Devi, she is now saying, okay, I'm giving you time. Now called Devi Paksha. Has gone Pitri Paksha. Now Devi Paksha. She is now all worshipping and she is now attacking. How attacking, you know? This Mahishasur, he is looking. Devi has Devi Shakti. Name Devi, Durga, or not only Durga, Devi Durga. She has Devi Shakti. All are giving power. All. Vishnu giving, Brahma giving, Shiva. All are giving power. Indra. Then she is attacking this Mahishasur. And Mahishasur attacking for sending this lion. Devi is, this lion is carrier. Then she is sending this lion. But lion is jumping and try to defeating, not possible. Very danger. Then Devi, Durga, she is. Why is Shiva all time helping? Shiva's followers. Then she is now. Shiva stepping and standing on top of Shiva. And after, she is now attacking this Mahishasur. Then she is killing Mahishasur. then all are free. Therefore, today is their Vijay Utsav, big festival. All demigods, all very happy. Why? Now it's free. He's like Ravan disturbing here, disturbing this Hiranyakashipu. But demon nature, you not follow him, then he is your against. He is all time torturing, disturbing, all are suffering. Then today is yesterday his death. So today all are is glorify Durga and Vijayotsav starting, festival starting. This is gone is Mahamaya's, this world, one program. Devi Bhagavat, there is explaining. Many, many where is explaining. Chandi, one books, there explaining. Tamasi Shastra, Rajasi Shastra, Sattiki and Nirgun. Very different, different things. So this is not our goal and vision and reason. What one thinks, these demons are anyhow they attacking Brahmarakshas, ghost and witch, yeah, these demons, then not possible. You nicely, peacefully, you serving and worshipping God. Therefore, Nirmala temple opening, installing, and first is one side Durga, one side Hanuman, one side Jai Vijay, one side Nanda Sunanda, Garuda, everybody is calling. You will be here, you will be here, you will be here, you will be here. Why? Otherwise, Radha Krishna's for disturbance coming, Sevak for disturbance coming, so worshipping. So this Durga Devi, she has 52 swarup. This concerts for, she is kicking and showing one swarup first. Then Sukadeva Goswami explaining in Bhagavatam, your name will be like this, 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 all are worshipping in you and you will be helpful for all jivas. So there is saying, she has two swarup. One, Bhaktas for she is Yogamaya. That Bhagavatam explaining, Sukadeva Goswami. And conditions of living entity, yeah. Dushta, Badmash, or rascals for, she is Mahamaya. Therefore, gopis near this mantra giving, then telling, Kaitani Mahamaya. This Mahamaya, Mohini Maya, disturbing everybody to Z. How protection coming? Then, telling, Mahajogini, Adhishwari, you Yogamaya Swarupitis, all bhaktas, devotees, all time helping and protecting. And Mahini Maya, Mahamaya, why? Anybody disturbing and attacking, you defeating them, giving protection. Otherwise, you know, this king, yeah, any country, every military. Why military? There is protecting. Otherwise, many disturbance coming. Not possible you maintaining your peaceful life. So same this Mahamaya, Durga Devi, she is protection for and helping for all time ready. So Vrinda Devi saying, Bhagavati, hey, now chanting this mantra. First is protection, parental love, ordinary other person's love, body with attachment, mind with attachment, any other stealing, big problem coming. You're going distance to Krishna. She is protecting, nobody disturbing them. You will be free. Your now protection. Now, Mahajogini, Yogamaya, Adhishwari, she is helping you. How serving Krishna? And How going Srimati Radharani is near, Nitya Siddha is near, helping poor. Therefore, Jagannath Puri, Jagannath Dev near is Bimala Devi. His, her name many, many, not one, two. In Bhagavatam you are reading, then Sukhdev Goswami telling, not one name, many name with his, she is present. Also, her Shakti present. Therefore, Vijay Ushav, all demigods are glorify Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, and glorify this Durga Devi. You are our protection, protector. Yeah. But this is not his everything. Treta Yuga, Ramchandra, he is, after 3 months is passed, like Lakshman sending, go asking Sugriv. He is, before telling he is helping, now 4 months rainy season, now rain is like a stop. Why not he is coming helping for? Why not he is watching, searching and sending everybody's, where is Sita, looking for? Now Lakshman gone, but Sugriv not giving any answer. Then Lakshman is, say okay. Now no answer. Then Lakshman is starting, big sound. What sound? He know, he expert for everything. And then Sugriv is quickly come back and Lakshman near. Lakshman say, you are promised Ramas near. Now 3 months fast, you cannot send anybody. Then he is quickly calling Hanuman, Jambavan, and Sugriv calling Angad, and all monkeys are calling. Not one type of monkey, many types of black monkey, white monkey, yellow monkey, brown monkey, and some monkey's mouth is long, long, some monkey's tail is bigger, figure is small. Many types of monkey, all are calling. Then foresight, today he is arranging this journey, sending south, north, east, west, going for 1 month giving time. This next month, 1 month after the coming back, and all are going, then Hanuman also came, Ramchandra giving him vijay for his Ashirvad, bless, telling Ekadashi's name Vijaya Ekadashi, Jaya, but Vijaya Dasami no. This Dasami, Ramchandra giving this place and power, while are you going, no disturbance coming in your life, you conquer everything, you win everything. And anywhere going, no disturbance coming. You go and until Sargaloka, heaven, Brahmaloka, anywhere you going, no disturbance coming. No problems. But how is the going? Some going Pampa Sarovar inside. Some going down Pataloka. Everywhere they going. But cannot find him. All are coming back. But Hanuman not come back. Hanuman is crossing this ocean. But many problems come. Hanuman for also. Some demons are soiling Hanuman. Inside ocean to come up and he's flying and catching his shadow and soiling. Hanuman then is making very small swarup. Very small, more than mosquito. He come out with his nose and hair. Then say, yes, I am very happy. Wow, you are very clever. Now I am giving you boon and bless. So telling any problems coming, this Vijayadashami, you are starting this journey, yes, just starting this any festival, year program, Ramchandra is telling for God, for soul, pure soul. Then you win everything. So Hanuman is gone. But his 1 month is there, where first is meeting within gate, there Lankini, Durga Devi. Ramchandra, Ravan is very clever. He is giving gatekeeper Durga. Shiva, he is giving guard, night guard. Day, Durga, night guard, Shiva. He arresting all, Indra, Varun, Chandra, everybody is his servant now. Then Durga Devi is saying, oh, I am making this Lanka, I am now servant and slave. How I am get liberation, how get mukti? Then telling, Shiv Thakur saying, yes, anytime any monkey coming and beating in you, kicking in you, Lanka too, then you getting will free. Then she's waiting, but today this monkey Hanuman came, say, I am going inside, say no. How going inside? I am gatekeeper. Hanuman say, you gatekeeper, not give me away, no. Hanuman is making small swarup fly, she's catching. Mosquito catching. Very clean. Hanuman says, Baba. She's not giving way. And then Hanuman very angry. Taking his hand and beating and boxing and kicking. Then she said, today is my happy day. Today I am getting liberation. Now I am going back. She's gone. Hanuman gate is open. Hanuman going inside. But you see, daytime, many demon, nighttime looking every light, but not electricity light. They are all herbs, all grasses, they have power, they are lighting. All trees has light. One was surprised. How is this light? Then he is nighttime moving everywhere, all sleeping. He gone to Ravana's room. They are looking many Ravana's, this wife, ladies, they are drinking wine, all naked and sleeping, snoring. How is this like American naked beach? More than the Ravana's look. After he is moving everywhere, how can looking this? Ram. How I am come the hellish plant? These people, then he is hearing nighttime very nice sound. Somebody chanting Ram, Jai Sri Ram. Like Maharaj now explaining, what? Ravana asking, why chanting Ram? My against enemy? Say, no. You are Ravan Ra, Amandurimo. I am chanting this name Ram. Therefore, name is Ram. Why chanting? Anybody hearing this Ram name, everybody will be happy. Ravan hearing, Ravan people against, but he is explaining, glorify this name, then Ravan also happy. So Ram Nam Kanka hai sab sadhana hai sun. Ram Nam Anka gaye, Ram Nam Anka hai, bade din das gun. You are anyhow one time chanting Ram. Now your plus point, giving 0 then 10, 1 Ram and then after 0 also then 10, next 0 then 100, next 0 then 1000 and no Ram Nam, then all 0 useless. So all world is useless, no Ram Nam, then their life is useless. Ram Nam Anka hai, 1 Ram alone and after within Ram, then meanings next Ram chanting, then 10. Then next Ram chanting, 100. All time power is coming. Hanuman looking, he is sitting in his room and chanting in front of Tulasi. Hanuman, one ventilator with his inside, front of sitting, but he has no sense. Then Hanuman also chanting Ram. Then he opening eyes. Before I am alone, now it's two. This Lanka, before I am alone chanting Ram, now two person. Then he is telling Ram Nam ke Anka hai, sab sadhan hai sun. Ram Nam Anka hai to din bade das gun. I am alone, now two. Okay, then discussing, talking. Then he is asking, where is Sita? Then he is telling Asok Vatika. So Hanuman continue chanting and Vibhishan helping. After, everybody know all story. So Hanuman come back. No, Hanuman all time with him nearby Ram. He is very hungry. Then he see the Mata. Oh, you give me permission? I am bringing some fruit for you. Say, no, I am not eating. Without Ram Prasadam, I am never eating. So, okay, I am offering Ram. So, how are you offering? All Lanka's fruit is I am sending Ramas near. Long time Ramchandra, bank of ocean, sitting, nothing eating. No, there nothing, only salty water. No fruits, no flower, no leaves, no tree, nothing. All monkeys are hungry. But what telling? Ram Seva for the Khan, Kar Seva, Ram Seva. Then what eating? Hanuman is sending all Lankas, all fruits. First he is sending mango. This is called Amrita Phal. India has no mango before. First sending mango. After sending jackfruit. After sending banana. After sending guava. All fruits come for Lanka. Cherry, berry. You know this name, this called is this region, and also big region, small one, big one. After Hanuman sending all garden, everything is sending, coconut, all sending. Then Ravan looking morning time, gardener looking, no fruits, nothing, nuts. They are complaining, Ravana is near. One monkey came. How is powerful monkey? All are big garden, big kilometer. He is one night, all fruits is taking. He is eating. He is where throwing. Cannot find him. This monkey has tail. Monkey has face. Monkey is glorifying Ravana is near. Ravana says, my son, Meghanath, my son, other grandson, what they are doing? See, this monkey is very strange monkey. Sometimes he is small, sometimes he is bigger, sometimes he is more than sky and top to bottom he is all acquired. How is monkey? Mayavi monkey. See, Ravan said, I have lot of maya. This mayavi nothing, this is maya nothing, my near. Why glorify? Ravan first time hearing this Vaishnava's bhakta's glories. This is his lifestyle change now. He can tolerate this. Hanuman glories, he can tolerate. Then he is looking. How is this monkey? After he is telling Sita Devi is near Ram Hanuman. Please, mother, I am very hungry. I offer everything, all Ramchandra and his sevak. Sita Devi, you please something eating, I am taking then. She said, I cannot eat. You eat. Then Hanuman, what eating? Without Ram Prasadam? Then he said, okay, I am taking you Ram near. Say, no. Ram coming, I am going. Then he is, Ramchandra understand. Hanuman is Sri Lanka. Also Hanuman is Bhoga offering, giving me everything. Ramchandra is surprised. This is called sevak. Sevva sevako bhava vinyo bhavatariya yo urgar bhajiye rama padapanka jasava kaja vishar. Sevva and sevak. Relation. No relation, then no service mood and no tendency. Hanuman is anywhere. He is saying sevva sevako bhava vinyo bhavatariya yo urgar. I will be Brahma. This is speculation. Sevva and sevak. He is my Prabhu. I am Das. This is permanent relation. This is never forget this. So Hanuman, there too, he is come back Ramas near. So this day, Ramchandra giving Dasami day, Vijay for, win for, conquer for all Shakti, everybody's for. Then Ramchandra starting this journey, and after came Oceania, and Oceania to praying, giving way, Varun Devata no giving answer. One time, two time, three time, no answer. Then he is taking arrow, shooting. I am killing any. Then he came, please Prabhu, you giving me position and post. Now don't you this crossing in your, cutting in your this all philosophy, your program. Then Ramchandra said, why not give me away? I am going now Lanka. And said, okay, you have two sevak, Nal and Nil. They are making bridge. How making bridge? All monkeys are carrying stone, carrying this tree, creeper, plant, this and that, and giving Nal and Nil, then they touching, then all floating. Then Ramchandra looking, giving order, all Hanuman, Sugriv, everybody bringing big, big hills and touching this, giving Nal and Nil near, they are chanting Ram Ram and throwing in water, floating and making bridge. Ramchandra see everybody working, I can't do anything. So Ramchandra also taking one stone pieces and throwing. Looking the stone pieces not floating, he going down water inside. Ramchandra very shy. All are floating, my name chanting and with this throwing stone, they floating and making breeze. And I am throwing pieces down water inside. Ramchandra very shy. Lakshman, I am useless. Hanuman is smiling and calm. What happened, Prabhu? What happened? Why you are sad? See, everybody making breeze, all working. One squirrel also come. He is also working. Everybody working. But I am only sitting. Then I am trying to throwing one stone piece. Also this stone piece, not floating. It gone down. So then Hanuman said, Prabhu, you left anybody. You reject. You are throwing. He is already dead. He is powerless. Then how he is floating? Your holy name has power. You touching anybody, power coming. But you throwing then, powerless. Anybody going distance to you, then is powerless. Then useless, hopeless, less, all less. Hanuman say, yes, Hanuman, you are real guardian, authority. Then nice bridge is ready. Then Ramchandra, all are requesting, please you first starting journey and walking. Then say, Ramchandra say, no. The first who going? Say, I am going, your bridge is possible carrying me. After I am giving one footstep, then going down and breaking, and then Hanuman said, not possible. I am everywhere writing Ram, 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 your holy name. Then how can going down? Then say, okay, you are everybody crossing, then I am back going. Then Hanuman said, okay, I am carrying my soldiers. No need you walking. Why? Hanuman has a desire. There is stone, there is many throne, many up and down. So why giving Ramchandra's pain? Then the Hanuman is carrying one soldier, Ram, one Lakshman, is walking and going. No, flying. No need journey, long time. Big bridge. How long walking and going? He is flying and one moment is his Sri Lanka. Everybody crossing this ocean. So these things is very sweet, this Ramayana. So today is this Vijay Utsav. Ramchandra came back after meeting with Bharat. Bharat, all are came, then Avadhpuri, Ayodhya. Then after, all are hearing Ramchandra's near. How is 14 years journey? What is doing? So Ramchandra everything telling. This Vijayadashami is glory is also telling. This how is Vijayadashami has power? This day for first giving bone Devi Durga for. after this boon, Ramchandra giving for all soldiers' armies, bhaktas, devotees. There for 2 days, everybody, military to ordinary people to everybody worshipping this day, respecting this day. Yeah. And tomorrow coming this Ekadashi. This is called Pasankusha. Somebody telling Papankusha. Ankush, hook with this pulling and anywhere you are going distance, no. You come, Ekadashi Devi bringing back. So now night is over. Now tomorrow, next hearing. God Pramanande.